Season 1, Episode 4, Mental Toughness, inspired from the book 177 Mental Toughness Secrets of the World Class by Steven Seibold. Great morning, everybody, and welcome back to Human Connections with and Networking with yours truly, Victoria. This is Episode 4, and the hot topic of today has got some serious gems, techniques, and strategies. So if you can grab a pen and a notebook real quick and jot some notes down of the things that you capture the most, or go into your notes on your phone and you could write down a few nuggets there. If you guys get a chance, this book is definitely a great read, and which has actually inspired our topic today. There are so many great secrets in this book to master the skill of mental toughness. So let's first define what mental toughness means. Then we will discuss all the benefits you can receive by mastering this skill. So the definition of mental toughness is the ability to resist, manage, and overcome doubts, worries, concerns, and circumstances that prevent you from succeeding or excelling at a task or towards an objective or a performance outcome that you set out to achieve. So I'm just going to read the first page of chapter 1 in Steve Seibold's book to give you a preview of how great this is. All right, so the first page. From objective reality and 20 years of competing, coaching, and working with performers from various fields, I've discovered most amateurs suffer from mild to severe delusion in relation to their efforts and competencies. In other words, most people delude themselves into thinking they are working harder than they are, and they are more competent than they actually are. Of the five major levels of conscious awareness, poverty, working, middle, upper, and world. My experience has been that performers at the middle class levels of consciousness suffer the grandest delusions. The poverty level is barely surviving and living in a very harsh set of circumstances. The working class is punching a mental time clock and counting the days until retirement. They're usually not expecting much, and no one around them expects much either. They're typically not concerned about climbing any higher. It's the middle class that is most incongruent with reality. They're operating at a high enough level of level to understand that higher levels actually exist. Although they don't expect to get there, the thought crosses their minds from time to time. Because of their low expectations, their actions are incongruent with their desires. In other words, they want to live the life of the world class, but are unwilling to pay the price. Since this reality is too harsh to bear, they delude themselves into thinking they are doing everything in their power to get ahead. Of course they're not. They'll tell you they're putting in far more time than they are. They'll swear they are thinking about their vision all the time, but they're not. The world class is brutally honest with themselves, and they tend to look reality in the face. They err on the side of over-practicing and over-preparing. Champions know that to ascend to the top, you must first be operating from a mindset of objective reality. Self-deception and delusion have no place in the professional performer's consciousness. Amateur performers operate from delusion. Pros operate from objective reality. The great ones' habits, actions, and behaviors are totally congruent with the size and scope of their ultimate vision. That's why we call them champions. Man, oh man, is this book filled with jewels. All right, so before I go, I just want to challenge everyone to complete the action step for the day. And if you do, send me a message to let me know how it worked out. So the action step for today, make a commitment to check delusion at the door. Be honest and ask this critical thinking question. Are my habits, actions, and behaviors congruent with the vision I have for my life? If they are not, then maybe it's time for an adjustment and make a decision to change. All right, guys, so I hope you found this topic valuable and will implement it into your life. Thanks again to all of you beautiful people listening to this. Self-improving is a lifelong journey. I'm going to end with the question I want to ask you all. If the life we are living is not being maxed out to our full potential, and we keep doing the same thing without any changes, then 10 plus years from now, do you expect different results? If so, better check the delusion at the door. Time waits for no man, so let's get after our goals and dreams and master the skill of mental toughness. For after all, no one's gonna do it for you, right? All right, have a blessed day, everybody. Bye.